Hey, what's up? Are you feeling a little trapped? Same old grind. It's a bore. Don't wanna go no more. Wanna do something new? I know you wanna get out too. Here we go. Come along with me. Starting out, it sure ain't easy. But if you got a dream that you want to see, you got to find a way to finally feel free. Well, I'm not the type to give up. I won't ever be the last. I'm gonna start from scratch. Starting from scratch. This is a new podcast dedicated to all those people out there who have experienced feelings of feeling trapped in your job or your life situation and looking for a way to feel more free and more happy in your life. I have some tips and ideas to share with you, although my point of the podcast is not to be like I'm some sort of guru and I've achieved some thing that you are working towards, because I'm not super wealthy and I'm not always happy. You know, I'm having down times and depressions and anxiety just like everyone else. But this is more of a podcast of me sharing my adventure and looking for a community of other people who are interested in starting their own business, their own side hustle, their own freelancing gig, who are looking for ways to get out of the normal 9-to-5 rat race and free up their schedule, spend more time doing the things they love. And generally, for me, the purpose personally is to find more meaning in my life, in the things I do, and to be able to make money to support the family and to support my desires, my greater desires and goals in life, and kind of make these things merge together. I read and hear stories about people who do what they love, and for years I've done work that I'll admit I don't really love. So just a little bit about my history is I've worked most of my life in the careers of construction or maintenance type work, and you know, there is a lot of satisfaction to that type of work. I like working with my hands. I like making stuff that I can see and being proud of it. But most of the time, I wind up working for somebody who wants things done their way on their time schedule. And there's a lot of frustration that goes along with that, or working alongside of people that I don't particularly like that much, you know, that I wouldn't spend my time with otherwise. More recently, less than a year ago, I quit a job, which was a decent job. You know, I was working for the state, actually. I worked at the Superior Court in this local town I live in, and I was a maintenance man there. And it wasn't super high pay, but it was decent. You know, it was plenty to serve my needs and have a decent car to drive and, you know, be able to go on a trip here and there. You know, I was doing my part in the family. But I went through this overwhelming experience of, it was hitting me on multiple levels. I was having health issues. I was having these really bad headaches, and I was becoming more and more dissatisfied with the position I was in. And there was a lot that went into that, and that I talked all about in another podcast called The Scritch Show, scritchshow.com. But I am starting this new podcast, and I'm going to try to find a way to make those old ones available if you're curious about my personal journey that I went through and my transformation experience. But I'm sure I'll talk about it from time to time in this show. But the core concept of I'm starting from scratch is to create a small community, or maybe even a large community, of people who are trying to start something new, a new venture. And the hardest part of that is the very beginning part, the starting out part. You know, I get probably 3 or 4 emails every day or every other day from these various gurus, you know, they're going to help you be rich. I like reading what they write. I'm learning from them. I'm trying to understand more about copywriting, advertising, how to write good emails. And so there's these people that say, you know, I've made $2 million this year, and here's the simple steps to do that or whatever. You know, I'm not going to try to give you that kind of thing on this show. But what I do want to do is learn from what they do and how things are sold and how we can go about applying some of the techniques in our personal businesses and our personal ventures to make some money online. I think the internet's a powerful tool that we can use that offers a lot of opportunity that didn't used to exist. It's not the only way to go about things. Since I quit my job, a lot of what I've been doing is making money by doing handyman work for local people that I know without even really doing much advertisement, just sort of putting the word out a little bit here and there, and I'll get one job, which will lead to another one. You know, that it brings in some money, but ultimately it's not where I want to be. I have goals for the future that require me to come up with a lot more income. And I really don't like having my life being centered around money. However, what I've realized in the last year or two, is that this is the water we're swimming in, is the best metaphor I can come up with. We live in a culture, a society that does base value on money. And like it or not, it's a necessary ingredient to getting the things we want. Like one of my big goals is to purchase some land, to live on a larger piece of land than the one I live on now. And I'd be up for being a caretaker on someone else's land if I had the freedom to make choices about how I wanted to build or how I wanted to farm or, for instance, these type of things. But it seems like the most viable way to go about creating the type of environment I'd like to see is to buy some property, or at least to be able to be part of a group that buys some property and be someone that has a significant amount of money to put into that. So that's one of my big goals. And I have a lot of reasons why I think that's important. I want to create a community and culture of people that have that are trying to make the world a better place and that are doing good things. And I think one of the best things we can do is grow our own food and be more self-sufficient. And that's a whole nother topic that I'm not going to get too deep into on this particular show. So that's just a quick intro of who I am, what am I about. My goals for this particular podcast is to share with you the struggles I've been going through, so you can understand some of the things you might be in for if you decide to take the entrepreneurial route and create your own venture. Or you already are partway on that adventure, you are going to be able to understand some of the things I'm going through and learn from some of the mistakes I make. And hopefully you can share some of your issues and the things you've learned on the show too, because I'm also going to do interviews with other folks who are on a similar journey that we are. So there are a lot of ways to start your venture. Like I pointed out before, you could keep your regular 9-to-5 job and have a little side hustle going, or you can quit completely and just start something new like I did, which is sort of a reckless way to go about it. I don't recommend it unless you're single. I've had a lot of pressure, you know, trying to help out my wife and my kids, and that adds a lot of tension. And I'm going to move on to the next section. So this next section is going to be a story I'm going to tell you, and this is to inspire you. I wrote a little blog about this, and you can check that out on grinagaingoods.com. I have a blog page on there called Starting from Scratch. And so one of my blogs is called Breaking Through the Wall. And Breaking Through the Wall is a story about a job I used to have. I worked at an observatory, and this is outside of a big city, San Jose, in California. And San Jose is this huge city, and then if you look, when you're on the freeway down in San Jose, you can see up along the mountains, up along the ridgeline, there's these tiny little white domes. And up there, on a place called Mount Hamilton, is this place called James Lick Observatory. And I worked there for about 3 years as a maintenance man also. And while I was working there, it was a hard time in my life. The story goes that my mom was an alcoholic, and my dad had some mental problems, and they were having a bunch of problems right during that period of time in my life. And it was great for me getting that job way up on that mountain, 4,200 feet, just totally out of the city. It was like a 45-minute drive to get 30 miles because it was super windy and steep. It was less than, I think it was only 20 miles. I can't remember, something like that. Anyway, it's a long drive for the amount of miles just because it was so windy and such a steep road. By the time you got up there, you're basically in the middle of nowhere, even though you're only a short distance from the city. But I lived up there on that mountain, and they had me maintaining these old buildings. And one of the jobs I got, it was fun because I would get just a wide variety of different jobs. You never knew what was going to be next. And one of them was in the main building, which is where visitors would come and see some of the pictures, and they had a big telescope you could look through, the old one where the floor moves and stuff. It was really cool. But they had this one room where they would do, like, it was like a presentation room where you can set up a bunch of chairs and tables, and the director of the observatory wanted to set up a projector, and he wanted this projector to come from the very top of the room. There was actually a small room next to this room, which was up on the next level, the second floor, and he wanted there to be a hole going from this small room up on the next floor into the presentation room so that we could put a slide projector and a little window, and it would shine down into the room right onto the big screen that we could pull down. And so this job wound up coming to me, and the maintenance director brought me up there and kind of points out, well, here's where we need to make the hole. We're going to make it about this big. It was about 3 or 4 feet. And he says, I don't know really what all is in between here and that other room. Some of the other maintenance guys seem to think that it might be pretty tricky. There's probably some layers of bricks between here and there. So this might be a little tricky. And so it did turn out to be extremely tricky. There were rows and rows of bricks. I don't even remember how many levels of bricks it went deep. But I was there hammering away at that hole for well over a week. I think it might have been 2 full weeks. It's hard to remember exactly. But at times, you know, maybe one of the other maintenance guys would come up and spend half a day with me. And basically the way it went was I started out with just what's called a hammer drill. It's just a big, heavy drill that vibrates. And I'd drill a few little holes in a sort of a semicircle, and then I'd get a sledgehammer and just try to pound on it until it break apart those little the sections between the little holes, and you'd get a little dent started, basically. And then you'd do it again and slam on it some more, and we tried chisels, we tried... You know, one thing I remember that worked pretty well when we got a little further along was this tool called a digging bar, which is just like, imagine a nail that's like taller than you are and about an inch and a half in diameter. Just this huge bar, you know, and you just slam on this bricks with it, and they eventually get them to break loose. So, you know, some days I just remember my hands were just totally numb from the vibration of the drill and the hammer, and just spending a whole day up there just knocking away at this thing. So this is a great metaphor, because it reminds me of like an obstacle we face right now. Like, I want to start my own business online, and I want to be able to make money from my laptop and to be able to travel more with my family or do things I care about. There's a lot of things in the world I want to, maybe activism, helping people that need help, spreading the word about things that I think are important. There's a lot of things I really care about and want to do that I just feel like I don't have the time to, because I have to invest all my time in making money. So if I could create some sort of business that kind of can run on its own to a certain extent, and I can put some of my energy into my other creative endeavors and activism endeavors, and feel more happy about the mark I'm leaving in life and the legacy I leave for my children. So yeah, it's real important for me to figure out how to make this business work, but it's such an uphill battle. You know, when I started out this, you know, I spent my life as a maintenance man and a carpenter. I don't know the first thing about online business, websites, accounting. That's still a scary one. You know, making images and writing copy. These are all things I'm just learning about in the last year or so. And so it's as you start, if you're like me and you look at starting a new business or a new venture, and it just seems like this huge obstacle. It's like this wall I was trying to pound through. It's like we had no idea how many bricks thick this was. And when you first start drilling and slamming on it, it didn't seem like we were getting anywhere at all. It just seemed like this is useless. You know, you wanted to give up. But we knew on that job that eventually we would break through if we kept working on it. You know, we knew the other room was there and we knew the wall was on the other side. And that's the way I feel about my venture I'm on now, of creating my own business and learning how to make money online and to be an entrepreneur, someone who's my own boss. I know it's possible. I know it's possible because other people have done it. And I know I'm an intelligent guy and I have the motivation. And that motivation is something we're going to talk about in the future of this podcast. So the lesson to be learned is, even though it's a heavy obstacle in front of you, like that brick wall, that doesn't mean you shouldn't start pounding. And so my advice is, start swinging that sledgehammer. The sooner you start, the sooner you start making a dent, you know, the sooner you're the first day into this week-long journey of pounding and pounding on it, you're going to make some mistakes. You know, even all the get-rich-quick gurus say, you know, I started my first business and I made $1 million and I lost it all. And then I had to do it again. Almost every single one of them tells some sort of story like that, failing and having to start over again. So the sooner you get started and the sooner you make some mistakes, the sooner you can get back up on the horse and try again. The sooner you can start swinging that sledgehammer or digging bar and making a bigger dent. So that's it for the story. And it's a story I tell to inspire myself as well as motivate you. And so I'm going to move on. I was really concerned as I created this first episode that I wanted this episode to really provide something of value, something tangible for you, the listener, that you can take away. And maybe you haven't even started your endeavor yet. Maybe you're not even sure. Maybe you don't even have a good idea of exactly what you want to do. If you need help with that, you can contact me. I'm going to put my schedule information on the show notes. And right now I'm going to offer some free listening sessions where if you got a obstacle that's holding you up or a problem you want to solve, you can go ahead and find a spot on my schedule and I'll spend 45 minutes with you and just listen to your problem. And I won't even give you any advice or unless you ask for it, of course, because I think when someone just listens to you, it really helps iron things out. But if you do want, I'm a person who's really good at giving ideas, so I could take notes, I could even record our session, and I could get back to you with some ideas. And for the first, you know, 10 people, I'm willing to do this service completely for free. Down the road, I think this is a service that I can probably charge for and make that part of my business. But I need to get some experience behind my belt and figure out what it is people need. And so right now I'm totally offering it for free. So, take advantage of that while the opportunity is still out there, and, go ahead and check the link on imstartingfromscratch.com or, you know, on the show notes of this episode on your, whatever, device you're listening to it through. I still need to set up a lot of that, those details. I'm pre-recording some episodes so that this will all be ready to go. So the other thing I created for you to help you along is a little PDF, a Word document that you can use to sort of plan out your first move here. And a lot of what you hear when you start looking into people that are teaching you how to make money online or how to create your own business is the importance of mindset. And a lot of them just sort of gloss over this, but it's one of the biggest things in the beginning. You know, like I said, the obstacles are so big. The brick wall is so thick that it seems impossible to go from where you are. You feel trapped already. You're like, I don't have any time. Well, this is a worksheet I created to help you kind of get beyond that. Worksheet for episode one is, what is the problem? This is to help you begin your brainstorming process and to understand how you can start, you know, putting a dent in your brick wall, how to escape your rat race. If you're feeling trapped right now, you're either probably dealing with, I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough money, or both. And I'm dealing with these problems. And I have some specific brainstorming ideas to get you started on solving both of those problems, which are really connected. Money and time are pretty much the same thing. You know, if you had the money, you could pay someone else to do whatever needs done, so you would have the time. So it's the big question is, you need to start by thinking about how you don't need to. I suggest start by thinking about how you spend your time. So the first part of the worksheet, I put a circle here, a pie, and I ask you just to do a quick, you know, about just guesstimate how you spend your time. What percentage of your time do you spend at work? What percentage of your time do you spend, you know, just goofing off or spending time with family or having fun, doing errands and chores? And just, you know, you can just make a guesstimate. If you get really curious and you start thinking about this more, you might want to start kind of taking some notes through the week, maybe in your cell phone or in your calendar, and just kind of start marking where you actually spend time. And the more detailed you get on that, and the more you write this stuff down, the more concrete answers you're going to get to your questions. So what are some categories? Divide up your pie into general representation of how you spend your time. So, you know, like work time, fun time, errands and chores. Those are some of my suggestions. Wasted time. So once you get that figured out, I ask you for the second activity on the worksheet is to list 5 of your hobbies. I think some people have a real hard time with this because a lot of folks, if you're already feeling like you don't have time or money or you're feeling trapped, you're like, I don't have any time for hobbies. What are you kidding me? But we all do have things we do to, you know, take the pressure off. And maybe your hobby's watching a show on TV or reading a comic book. So try to get specific when you take these notes, like what type of shows do you like to watch? What type of comic book is it that you read to unwind? Do you like to go for walks? You know, that's a hobby. Do you like to work out, exercise? And you might want to even be specific there, like jogging, you know, vigorous exercise. Mountain bike riding is one I like to do. So try to be as specific as you can and write down 5 of your hobbies. I really recommend writing this stuff down. If you're just listening to the podcast right now, maybe make a note on your calendar and say, you know, tomorrow at 8, sometime you can think of when you actually have time to do this, sit down and do this worksheet. You can download it at imstartingfromscratch.com. You know, just check out this episode and you'll be able to follow the link. And if you choose to download this worksheet, you can have the option to join the email list and the Facebook group where there's going to be a lot of, hopefully, sharing of information, group encouragement, ideas from other people that are listening to this podcast that can, you know, we can help each other out. I'm part of some groups already similar to this online, and it's amazing how much free information you can get and ideas from other people who are going through the same struggles you are. So, you know, we're going to have a little community of people who are also starting from scratch, who don't know exactly what they're doing, like myself. You know, I don't have to have the answers because you guys do, and we're going to work together on it. Number 3, the best time of day. So take down four. I gave a suggestion of 4 items. Best times of your day. Either times when you're most productive or the times you get most excited about, you know, like when I get home from work at 5. That's, I love that time. When I get up and spend an hour, you know, drinking coffee and reading the newspaper, that's my favorite time. I'm most productive at work at 10 a.m. That's when I get the most done, between 10 and 11. So just list 4 times of day that are most productive for you or you get most excited about. Number 4, how much are you worth per hour? Your current job, whatever you're doing for money, you know, what is it worth per hour? You know, write this down. This is important. Something I've done and I've heard other people talk about doing is once you start thinking about your time in terms of how much it's worth per hour, it gives you a little bit more perspective on making choices as far as if something makes sense to do or not. So it's just it's a perspective type of thing. If someone's asking you to go out and do something for an hour, ask yourself, is that worth, you know, for me, like I generally have been making about $25 an hour. You know, it's not the greatest, but it's a pretty good gauge for like, do I want to spend 4 hours doing something? Is that worth $100 to me? You know, would I pay $100 to do this? Is it okay for me to lose $100? When you're working for yourself, you really have to look at your time in a different way. And so to begin thinking about that now, while you're still working for someone else, is important. And if you are like me and you're on your own, you really need to start looking at the value of your time. And then you want to ask yourself down the road, how much do you want to be worth? And that's what I'm working towards personally. So number 5, one thing you could do with your time or money that you could stop doing or eliminate. I know we all have something we're doing right now with our time or our money or both that doesn't need to happen, that can be eliminated. So brainstorm, come up with at least one of each. Something you're spending money on that you could stop spending money on, and something that you could stop spending time on, that you're spending time on, or less. You know, even if you don't completely quit it, you spend less. Okay, number 6. It's the best day ever. What are you going to do? So list 5 things you would do if you had a day where you had whatever money you wanted, whatever time you wanted, whatever friends around you wanted. What would you do with that time? What would you do with that money? List a few things. You know, this is a fun one to think about. Number 7, list 3 things that you do really well at your current job. It's funny, and then I put 5 spaces. I don't know if I ever fixed that. It doesn't matter. List some things that you do really well at your current job. Maybe it's just getting along with your coworkers. You know, maybe you're good at cheering people up. Maybe you get everything done better than everyone else. Maybe you're more organized. Try to be specific here. Okay, 8. Reserve a time of day, every weekday, for instance, that you could reserve 30 minutes for creating your new venture. You want to start scheduling in your own time this little time. And you start with this, like making that first little dent in the brick wall, you know, drilling that first hole with the hammer drill. Even if it's only a little bit, even if it's only 15 minutes, start looking at where you could reserve this time. And this is the most powerful part of this particular worksheet that I've implemented in my life, and I think will really help you if you're trying to escape the rat race. So this is the answer to how to escape the rat race. You start with making a dent. And that a small incremental dent is creating a time of day in a schedule every week. Maybe it's only once a week, but it's a time that you're going to stick to. And you're going to do something during that period of time, and it could be something as simple as listening to a podcast or reading a chapter of a book. But you're going to set a goal for each week, and you're going to follow through with it. And this is going to be the first dent in your wall. And from there, you're going to start swinging that sledgehammer every week, and you're going to start making it bigger and growing it as little as possible in order to make sure you can maintain to keep doing it. It's more important to keep the time open and to keep doing it every time than it is to get a lot done. Okay? So the last one is just to ask you to keep this worksheet we've discussed here, you know, these things you've written down, and review it in the future. You know, I actually put a lot of time and thought into creating this little worksheet for you, so I'd really appreciate if you, you know, do it and use it. And then we'll come back and review it later on a future episode. Or you can review it anytime, of course, it's yours. But I know going through these thought processes and brainstorming will help you out. I'm sure of it. And so I'd like to hear people's feedback if you got some. Check out I'mStartingFromScratch.com. There's a place to leave notes at the end of the episode, your comments. Or you can check out the Facebook page, I'm Starting From Scratch. Thanks so much for listening. This is pretty much the end of this episode. And I'm looking forward to providing you with more adventures of mine. You know, I'll tell you little stories from what I'm going through. And I've been reading a lot of books. I listen to them through audiobooks because I'm not that good at sitting down and reading. So what I usually do is I keep an audiobook every month, at least one or two. And I'm always taking in new information. So I got a lot of stuff to share with you. And that'll be coming up in the next episode. I'm going to share some information about a couple books I read recently. And I'm going to tell you about some of my new endeavors I've started and some of the projects I've done over the past 8 to 10 months and what I've learned from them. So what to do? Start making a dent. Choose your little 15 minutes or your half an hour, whether it's once a week, every weekday, but make a schedule and stick to it. And that's the first dent in this big brick wall of starting your own venture. Welcome to I'm Starting From Scratch. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. I'll look forward to being in touch with you, and we'll see you next week. Same old grind, it's a bore. I don't want to go no more. I want to do something new. I know you want to get out too. Here we go, come along with me. Starting out, it sure ain't easy. But if you got a dream that you want to see, you got to find a way to finally feel free. Well, I'm not the type to give up, and I won't ever be the last. I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start from scratch. Same old grind, it's a bore. Don't wanna go no more. I wanna do something new. I know you wanna get out too. I know you wanna get out too. Starting from scratch.